Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for March 6, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, sharing this with everyone that you know, but then also make sure you hit that subscribe button to wherever you are listening to this podcast. I greatly appreciate it. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. I'm going to make this as brief as possible because I respect your time. Now, first up is Amazon. Amazon announced that they are closing all of their pop-up stores across the country. And they are doing this in a decision to concentrate more on their physical stores, which is their bookstores and four-star stores. Now, it is very interesting that they're doing this. And of course, the pop-up stores were always temporary stores. And that's why they're called pop-up stores. Nothing to be permanent. And it's going to be interesting on how quickly they replace these stores with the physical stores, so that way that the people that are working those stores, those pop-up stores, actually have a job. Again, you know, this is another round of when you have stores that are laying off, and like even Dollar General closing their stores or rebranding their stores. And, you know, it's absolutely, what's going on right now? And I really do wonder what Amazon is actually speaking about, because not only are they closing all their stores, but they're they've stopped the 365 by Whole Foods grocery store concept. And the last two that were open for that brand was in Atlanta, and they're not building anymore. So it's going to be interesting. Is Amazon signaling that there may be some rough times that are coming, and then they're cutting their losses right now in order to prepare for it? Sounds like it. It really does. But we'll see what actually happens. And, you know, and speaking of with Apple, they bought a domain actually called privacyisimportant.com. And they bought this domain because what they are doing is that they are truly emphasizing that Apple is a company that is emphasizing privacy with their customers. They don't collect data in order to sell data. Now, the only way that you get through that loophole, though, is that if you're using Google services, whether or not it's for Gmail or any other Google services, even with the search through Safari, Google is collecting your information. But Apple as a whole, they're not worried about trying to collect your data. Their main concern is the privacy for their customers. And that is actually one of the reasons why I have a very difficult time for recommending Android to consumers. It's a privacy issue. There are some other factors, but most important is privacy. So think about that. Next up, we actually have Facebook. Facebook is now concentrating on privacy. Today, Mark Zuckerberg said that the company is going to focus more on privacy, and that actually has some implications. And part of it is, well, how you share content, your content on Facebook. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not if Facebook can actually follow through with this, because for the past year, Facebook has really been caught in the media and criticized by various people about the privacy that they actually have within Facebook. Now, again, out of all honesty, and here's the truth of it, is that you as a consumer have complete control over what you post on Facebook. Nobody's putting a gun on you to show when, you know, you have major life moments and showing how many Brussels sprouts you cooked that day. You don't have to do that, but it is important that you do share some things with people, particularly if you're on social media, and not just be a voyeur. It's all about being social, being interactive, and don't be so much of an introvert. Go ahead and share, because it's good just to really be social with people. But also at the same time, Facebook is actually having some problems when it comes to their user base. In fact, for the past year, they have actually been they have lost 15% of the user base. Now, this is within the demographics of people between the ages of 12 and 34, which typically most of the media say that, oh, well, these are the important people. They're the ones who, not really, because particularly when it comes to Facebook, for Facebook, a lot of the people who started with Facebook, you know, more than 13 years ago, were actually in college. They were college age back then. So Facebook has just grown up with them. And it's not necessarily the younger people that have taken effect. In fact, a lot of the younger people have moved over just to Instagram and other social media. But particularly if they go to Instagram, well, it's like a lateral move. They're not really leaving Facebook because Facebook owns Instagram. But either case, there's a lot of shifting dynamics that happen in social media. And for all intents and purposes, particularly even with what I talked about yesterday with Kylie Jenner becoming the youngest self-made billionaire, and no matter what, even if she is using her family's name and whatnot, she made it, she did it herself, and she's a billionaire. But either case, embrace it. Embrace social media for all it is. Because just being on the outside at this point and saying that, well, I don't do social media, well, you're sounding old and really out of place at this moment. Out of all honesty, but still use it so that you can stay up to date with everything that's going on. Now, here's what's interesting about Google, for instance, is that Google now, after 5 months of it being released, finally, you can send your Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL to Google to get fixed. Round of applause. That's good. It's good. Now you may be like, what? How is this possible? Well, it is possible because the fact is that, well, Google has been slow on some things. And they're really still starting to ramp up to become more of a hardware company. So you can't really fault them in a sense. But it's good that they're doing it. And I'm not going to speak anything negative about it. I think it's a great thing. And what's even a great thing, too, is BioWare, the developer of Anthem, and I've spoken about this for the past couple of days, is the fact that they have a huge bug with Anthem, their latest release, of crashing PS4 games. Now, even though they deny it, but what they are doing is that they're saying they are releasing a fix for Anthem next week. So that way that you can finally play the game in a safe manner. Still, Dally, if you have Anthem, wait until they release the bug fix. And then still wait a little bit, look at the reports and see whether or not they really did fix it. Because BioWare is denying that their game is crashing PS4s, but we'll see. Let's see what happens. And speaking of something that's really interesting, Las Vegas Convention Authority is doing something that I think is very forward thinking. And because Vegas is a huge city for conventions, they have hired the Boring Company, which is owned by Elon Musk, to create a people mover between a convention center, the airport, and all the hotels on the strip. And that will be open by 2021. Now, this is pretty cool because this is an underground system that's going to happen. And we'll see how quick that the Boring Company can actually develop this. And it's a high-speed people mover. So we'll see how this works because this could really, if they're successful with this, this can really change and transform other cities that have high convention attendance. And so it's really good that that Boring Company has this contract. And besides this, the other company that I did not mention, and we have to congratulate SpaceX, which is again another company that is owned by SpaceX. Over the weekend, they launched a Falcon 9 to the International Space Station, and this, what's different with this one? This is their first unmanned but manned capsule that is autonomously docked with the International Space Center, which basically means it docked on its own. And this is the future of how we're going to be able to transport astronauts to and from back to the, not only the International Space Station, But this is something that's even going to be bigger when we start going to the moon and to Mars. So congratulations to Elon Musk, a visionary in the technology world, and we should definitely applaud him. And look, what this really shows is that whatever you are thinking about, particularly if you think it's impossible, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and do it, because the impossible really can be a reality. So that is all I have. I told you this is going to be a short episode, but this is the Technologies Cares 3 Daily Briefing for March 6, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support my sponsors, GoSoTravel.com for all your travel needs. And then also make sure that you visit my website, Cares 3 Tech, and make sure you go to my Patreon site, patreon.com/KS3Tech, and make a donation so that way that you can always continue to learn the truth about technology. Again, thank you, and everyone have a great day.